We're spending some time today remembering some of the important people who died this year, who may not be getting the recognition they deserve. Among them, one of Hawaii's most beloved kuma hulas. That's a master teacher in the art of hula dancing. Her name was Aloha Deliri, and she passed away in August. Denise Guerra has this remembrance.
That's Aloha Deliri, recreating her winning performance at Hawaii's Merry Monarch Festival in 1971. Since then, the festival has grown to be one of the preeminent hula contests in the world. Deliri continued her involvement with Merry Monarch and hula long after her win and traveled frequently, opening hula schools or halau throughout Hawaii, Japan, and California. Current festival executive director Luana Koelu says Deliri's love for hula came from her passion to preserve tradition.
We would consider Aloha one of the old-timers. She would stick to tradition. You know, a lot of times the new kumu want to bring more contemporary things into hulas and make it fancy.
Many of Deliri's students, along with her three daughters, would go on to win subsequent Merry Monarch competitions and become kuma hula themselves. In a 2012 interview, Deliri explains what it takes to make a winning hula.
Keep listening to the song over and over so that it can be something that motivates you. It kind of gives you that drive from within yourself. And from that, then we can get into our emotions. Because our emotions are really our emotions that we're bringing out.
Deliri died in her home in Kaneohe, Hawaii. She was 64. Denise Guerra, NPR News.